I have a report to make. They gave me this telephone number to call.
Okay. Like to hear about it.
I said I didn't want to be laughed at.
No way.
My husband and two daughters saw the same thing I saw.
Okay, we'd like to hear about it.
We live south of Wenatchee near Malaga. South of Malaga. You know the area. Maybe you don't, but... And we saw something. We thought it was a star. We live what they call a jump-off, where they have a big television antenna, you know, pulling in TV.
Yes.
Reflector. And we saw it, and it moved just from behind a tree to behind another tree and on, just real slow. And it looked, just looked like a star. And I said, well, that star's sure moving funny, you know. And all at once, it took off across the sky right above our house. And we heard no noise of airplane, you know, back noise.
Yes.
And it has been hovering ever since, 20 minutes till 10 now, over approximately the Rock Island Dam area. And all at once, my husband was out there. Well, I was calling the sheriff's department and the FFA, or whatever you call it over here.
Yes.
And they gave me your number, this, what, center over here, to call you and report to you. And, well, while I was calling them, though, my husband saw another one that took south about from Pangborn area field, Pangborn airfield area.
Yes.
Took south, directly south, towards the mountains.
Was this a...
They're both still hovering over here. I said, I feel dumb reporting anything like this, but it scared us.
Which part of the sky is it hovering in now?
Well, the one is hovering over the Rock Island Dam area. And the other one, of course, is probably real high, but the other one is hovering approximately over... We can just see it over the ridge of the mountain. And then my husband and other daughter are standing out there now watching it.
Are they watching this through binoculars by any chance?
They had binoculars. And they could see... Red and green, they look like they're whirling.
Uh-huh.
And they could see red and green lights going around and around, you know.
But you saw both of these objects moving into that area?
Yes.
Okay.
And my husband said, he says, I don't think any jet plane could catch them as fast as they moved.
Okay, are these similar objects in description?
Yes, they just look like two stars.
Two bright lights, in other words.
Bright stars.
Okay.
And with these red and green lights going around. And they look like they're whirling through the binoculars, you know. Of course, our binoculars aren't the night kind.
Yes.
But what we can see them, they look like they're kind of whirling.
Okay, but what time?
We hear no sound.
Okay. What time did you spot the first one?
The first one we spotted at 10 after 9.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting out in the yard, you know. It was just dark. And just dusky dark, you know. And we first spotted it. And I said, my daughter, I said, isn't that a pretty star up there between those two trees? Of course, we could see the ridge of the mountain behind our house.
Yes.
But the darn thing moved just very slowly there. And moved over and moved over and kept moving over. And until about 20 minutes till 10, and I kept trying, you know, clock time on the clock. 20 minutes till 10, it took off and took across the sky just to fly towards Rock Island.
And then it came to a stop over that area.
And it came to a stop over there. It's been hovering over there ever since.
Do you have any estimation as to the altitude that object is hovering over the dam?
Gosh, no.
Okay.
It's a lot higher than any airplane I think we've ever seen. I'm sorry, I'm so nervous, I'm about ready to die. Stupid report anything like this, but the guy there at the other telephone up here, FFA, is that it?
FAA, yes.
FAA. He told me, he said, I would advise you to report it. And I said, well, I don't want to be laughed at. He said, you won't be.
That's right. We take a lot of calls here.
But, like I said, he's nervous. They're still out there. My husband's daughter's still out there. I don't know if he's going to spend the whole night out there watching it or not.
And there are two other witnesses, your husband and your daughter, right?
Three. My two daughters.
Two daughters, okay. Okay, and they haven't moved since they came to the stationary position?
Now the one, it was about 10 o'clock, about 3 minutes till 10, I guess, when the one took off and went towards the South Mountain.
Uh-huh.
You know, he said he didn't know where it came from. All at once, it was just there and moving fast. But the other one was still in the same place because they was watching it all the time. And, you know, this other one, you know, went across its path.
Yes.
But it looks like it's hovering kind of, well, from where we're at, it looks like it's over Rock Island Dam. It possibly could be farther away than that. I don't know.
Can you compare the size of those objects with anything that you would know of?
Star.
Just about the size of an ordinary star.
Well, like you would look at Mars or something, you know.
Right.
Bigger stars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are they pulsating by any chance?
You mean putting out light?
I mean, just pulsating, the brightness pulsating, or is it just changing color?
No, they're pulsating and changing color at the same time.
Okay, what are the colors? Do you remember?
Red and green.
Red and green?
Red and green, and then the pulsating color, you know, like the white, like a star blinks, you know?
Yes.
Or kind of twinkles?
Yes.
That too.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll get on this and see if we can't come up with some kind of identification, and if we do, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Right.
And if we need additional information on this, could we feel free to call you back?
My daughter says when you look through the binoculars, it looks like it's spinning.
Spinning, rotating, okay.
I didn't understand what you last said. She was talking to me here. We're all upset.
Well, I can understand. Most people.
Everybody else in Wenatchee area seen it.
Well, we sure appreciate this, and if we do get anything on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center.
Yes.
And we're curious to know what happened to the two objects you were observing last night.
Well, we watched them until 11:30.
Uh-huh.
And we decided, it just kept moving easterly, in an eastern direction, you know.
Yes.
And it just kept getting smaller and smaller until when we finally quit watching at 11:30, it was just a pinpoint. But about 10 minutes after 11, we turned around, and, of course, we have a large mirror area. And we saw another one going right, like from Pangborn Field again, in that direction, towards the south, towards the mountain. Now, the other one was still hanging, was still over there in the one area.
Yes.
So we went out around a bunch of trees we had there, because it went behind our trees. We went around them and watched it. We didn't see it come back out. Now, whether it took off somewhere else or whether it's still up there, as far as we know.
Uh-huh.
But then at 20 minutes, we stood and watched for about 10 minutes, watched for it, you know, kept looking. At 20 minutes after 11, again from the jump-off ridge that way, if you know the area, going north in a northeasterly direction was another one, and it was really moving, and it was really high, and it disappeared. It just plain disappeared. I mean, just from where we live, it just completely disappeared in the east northeast direction.
I see.
So actually, I mean, we don't know whether we saw three or four. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Whether they were this one that we saw take off and go in that northeast direction, the last one at 11:10 or 11:20, was the one that we saw at 11:20 or not. Whether it took off and went down around in a circle and made a circle or not.
Right.
It still bothers us. We feel kind of silly about saying anything about it, but we wonder if anyone else saw it.
Well, we haven't had any additional calls. Of course, that doesn't mean other people didn't watch it either.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I called the sheriff's office this morning, and they said one of the sheriffs had went down and in the Malaga area, they said, and looked for it, but he didn't spot anything.
Uh-huh.
But we stood there last night now from when I called you till 11:30. We stood in our front yard, or in our backyard, whichever you want to call it, and watched that, because we're kind of up towards the mountain by ourselves. And
yes.
We stood there, and we watched it. My husband took a scope on his rifle and watched it. And he said it was, you could see that red light, you know, blinking on it.
Yes.
Whatever. He said through the scope on the rifle, it looked like it was whirling, you know. And every once in a while, you'd see it take a spurt off and go off in kind of an angle away from its original path. It's scary. Don't kid yourself. I mean, it's not really scary, but it sounds stupid, don't it? To see something like that and wonder what in the world it was. And we know it was an airplane because we heard no noise at all. And generally we get this back, whatever you call it, the noise after the jets have went over.
Right.
I mean, they can still be over our house, but we still get it. And we have no traffic problems where we can, you know, that would interfere with the hearing of it, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Because we live back far enough away from the Malaga-Alcoa Highway that we hear the traffic, but we aren't really.
Oh, the one was hovering over the dam for about a half an hour, and was that other one, that second one, still in the area at the time?
When it was still hovering over the dam and during that half hour, the one that my husband and my oldest daughter saw came from, like I said, the Pangborn Field area.
Yes.
Right straight over and went to the south. And it hung over the mountain south of here. if you were here and I could show you, I mean, it would be better explained, because if you don't know the area, I mean, if you don't know where I'm at,
right.
Thing, it's hard to explain. But it hung down on kind of on the where we could see it, which would be, to us, would be just right on the horizon of the mountain, you know.
Right.
Oh, I mean, from where we could see it, it looked like it was about 6 or 8 foot above the mountain, but still it was probably farther away than that, you know what I mean.
Okay, now we have 9:10 is the time of the first sighting. What time did that second object come in?
That probably was about 9:20.
Okay.
But see, the first one, we watched over the jump-off. I told you, it took off and started to hover at the dam at 9:10. But we
right.
watched it from 10 minutes till 9 up on the jump-off area. We watched
okay.
it there moving around. It kind of moved in a... Well, we saw it between trees. When my daughter came out... We were thinking about going to show last night, but we had company. My son-in-law, my son and his girlfriend was out. And we were just sitting out in the backyard, and she had wanted to go to show, and she came out, and she said, Mama, are we going to get to go? And I said, I don't think so. And because it's too late, I said, what time is it? She says, it's about 10 to 9 now. And I said, looking here, Rafe, what I've been watching, I said, isn't that a pretty star up there? You know, I said, look how it's blinking. It's between these two big pine trees up on the hill. And she watched and preaching children. She said, where'd it go to? And I said, I don't know. And I kept watching, and then here it was, it came again, between two more trees. And I said, my gosh, look at that, star moved over. And then we all got to watching it, just sat there and watching it, you know, thought, that's odd, no star moves like that. And then it moved between two more trees, you know what I mean? You could see it moving on a,
right.
on a well, away from its original position. Now, that was about 10 minutes till night. So my son and his girlfriend got ready, and they left. And that was about 9. And he says, after what time was, she's about 9 o'clock, and he said, we better be going. So they got up and they left, and then we sat there, and Chet said, you know, that's the oddest thing, because it kept moving. And then, but then we were fascinated by it. And about 10 minutes after 9, why, it swooshed right over our house, or over our, you know, where we could really see it real plain. And then I said, I'm going to go call somebody, because I saw one years and years and years ago, and everybody in the country laughed at me. Or I thought I saw one, and 3 or 4 people here when I actually saw it, too, evidently.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, like I said, one guy, he was quite a drinker, and they said, oh, he was seeing, you know, he was kind of seeing things. And I thought, well, I sure am not going to tell anyone that I saw it either, because they're liable to tell me a drinker, too. But I told Jed, if I ever see another, I'm going to report it. So last night, I came in and I reported it. I had a heck of a hard time finding anyone to listen to me.
Did you originally call the sheriff's department?
I called the sheriff's department, and I called the airport over here, Pangborn Field, but I couldn't get them, so I called this FAA
right.
number, and he gave me your number to call.
The sheriff's
number? What in the world is it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, is there any idea what it is?
I think it would fall into the category of an unidentified flying object.
Do they got lots of them? They had some in the sky last night. If I hadn't seen them, I wouldn't have believed it.
There's been a lot flying around over eastern Washington in the last 10 days.
Has there?
Yes.
I'm not just seeing things.
No, ma'am. No, we're getting a lot of reports from the Spokane and Whitman County area also.
Yeah. Well, now, that's what Chet said last night. Like, see, we live due west from Spokane.
Right.
So that would be a problem. When it moved out, like I said, when it moved out, it kind of moved on a... zigzag angle, you know, like it was kind of zigzagging.
Right. This is very common.
And as fast as it was going, it had to be going fast. But at 11:30, when we put watching, we finally come in the house. Well, we stood out there long enough. I was willing to watch it all night till the stars went down. And at 11:30, when we came in, though, you could just barely see a pinpoint. And like I said, with the scope on his rifle, you could see the red light blinking. And it seemed like when that red light moved more, the more the red light blinked, the more they took off, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They moved.
Right.
Now, whether it was just we could see it easier with the red light blinking, I don't know. But, like I said, we know we saw at least the one or two. Now, I'm not sure whether this one that went over at 11:10 was the same one that came back and zoomed through here at 11:20 or not. It could have been. I don't know.
Yes.
But it was really high when it zoomed over here. We couldn't see the red light or the green light. We just thought, just really zooming across the sky real fast, and it wasn't a falling star because it took off into the atmosphere, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
It didn't come down to Earth like the falling star looks. But we couldn't hear nothing. That's My daughter was scared to death last night. She wouldn't even sleep in her bedroom.
Well, we sure appreciate the call, Jen. If we get anything on this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Would you mind? Because I'm really worried about it. Well, I'm not worried, but I'm curious now.
Right.
I think I'll set out in the yard every night for the rest of my life.
Well, if we come up with anything, we'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.